Aujourd'hui, maman est morte.
Faites-vous quelque chose de sale, hein? Faites-vous par exemple une chose dont vos parents ne savent rien.
Faites attention à bien savoir jusqu'où vous allez trop loin.
Outrepassez-vous les règles.
Tu t'appelles Buck. C'est ça. Ça rime avec fuck. C'est bien ça.
Le canard siffleur mexicain, un programme littéraire, musical et parfois cinéphile.
Il y avait donc Brassens, Léo Ferré, Mouloudi, Moustaki, c'est mon frère.
And he wanted to disturb people, shake it up, so did we.
And we have this chance to combine music and art and films all together.
The Velvet Underground started. They were considered a stunt group formed by Andy Warhol for publicity. But it soon became clear that they were radically different from other groups of the time, both in their attitude and in their sound.
Years ago, I wish that I'd sail the darkened seas on a great big clipper ship, going from this land here to that on a sailor's suit and cap. Because a man to my vein needs to a sinner in my head, and then I'm better off than dead.
We were being very negative and bleak and dark and anti, whereas as the lyricist, I thought we were an accurate reflection of segments of New York that you can't ignore, and things that were happening and were going to happen on a larger scale.
Waiting for my man. Everybody's doing that throughout the song. That's, I think, what I like so much about the song. It's like a train. It just starts and off it goes.
Released in the same year as Sgt. Pepper, the Velvet Underground's first album was almost universally ignored.
My man. Lexington, 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man. Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, you chasing all women around? Me, sir, it's furthest from my mind. I'm just looking forward to a dear friend of mine. I'm waiting for my man. He comes, he's all dressed in black. He wears shoes and a big straw hat.
In the 1960s, rock and roll thought it could change the world by simply getting up in the sunshine and playing good time music, mainly from the west coast of America. But as that particular dream slowly started to fade, new stars emerged and challenged that easy optimism. Using the rock stage almost as a theater, they would act out the fantasies and insecurities of both their audiences and themselves.
If it comes now, now, if she ever comes now, now, if she ever comes now, now, if she ever comes now, now. If she ever comes now, now. If she ever comes now. Oh, it looks so good. Oh, she's made out of wood. Just look and see. If she ever comes now, now, 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 if she ever comes now, oh, it looks so good, oh, she's made out of wood.
What attracted more notice was the exploding plastic inevitable stage show which accompanied their live performances, an assault on the audience of dancers acting out sadomasochistic fantasies to accompanying strobe lights.
You killed your European son. You spit on those under 21.
The band decided to take the show to the heart of the enemy.
When we first came to California, I had never been there before, of course. Andy had. And his analogy was, oh, it's so plastic. He loved it. He loved California.
You want to make love to the scene. Your European son is gone. You better sit so long.
The audience was fine, but the critics and the club owners, the music people, didn't like us at all.
Right like going on this is the fine line. Watch that stuff to yourself, man. Watch that side, don't you know it's gonna be dead and right. Bad proxy mama watching walking down the street. White light. Come upside your head, gonna make a dead egg on the street. White light. White light, move near, be my friend. White light, white light, gone. Up with surprise.
Texans corset, Jane is in her vest. And me, I'm in a rock and roll band.
Riding a stud's big head. I had a real problem with authority. Always have. I had a real problem with being able to hold a job, a normal job. I only had, I think, three in my life. Some lasted a half hour and some half a day. I'd often thought, like, what are you going to do for a job? You can't do anything. And I fell into the band thing. This terrible, terrible influence of the virus and disease of New York City into the beautiful new counterculture of the West Coast.
I think generally that we just felt happy in being ostracized by both the West Coast and by the Woodstock generation. I mean, we were generally satisfied that in Woodstock they'd ended up to their waist in mud and traffic jams everywhere and the toilets backed up, and we sort of said, serve them right for doing it in the first place.
We, at the end of the show, if I could call it a show, we got into feedback and we were all leaning guitars and everything against everything, against the amps, and it made this wall of feedback, and we left the stage.
The Velvets were considered too extreme at the time to ever gain much commercial acceptance, and one by one, the members of the band left.
Stephanie says that she wants to know why she's given half her life to people she hates now. Stephanie says,
Stephanie says,
when answering the phone,
answering the phone,
what country shall I say is calling from across the world? It's all in her mind. It's all in her mind. Stephanie says,
Stephanie says,
that she wants to know,
she wants to know,
why it is though she's the door, she can't be the one. Stephanie says,
Stephanie says,
but doesn't hang up the phone. What seashell sea is calling from across the world? But she. Between worlds, so the people ask her, 'cause it's all in her mind. It's all in her mind. They're asking, is it good or bad? It's such an icy feeling. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so cold in Alaska. Lisa says that every time she makes it straight, she knows her heart will.
Pour n'être pas les esclaves martyrisés.